Airchecks.com.
7:34. You know what we forgot to do yesterday? Sink the Iranian battleship.
We sure did, Mike.
Got it. And we can do that right now.
What a great idea.
Next four callers to win cash. Sinking the Iranian battleship. Also have a call as to how they feel about the Persian Gulf coming up to Bangkok, Thailand in minutes on the queue.
If the boy had a chance with someone like you.
107, a hot day in the old town today with a high of about 72. Better tomorrow with sunshine, 80. 44 right now at 22 before 8 o'clock.
It's
7:38.
It's going to be a golden day, Mike.
At Q107. Roger Gaither tonight at Xanadu. It's finals time in the Q107 Hawaiian Tropic Winter Tan Contest. 12 weeks worth of lovely, tanned, barely dressed women competing for the finals tonight. Big cash and that windsurfer. Also, the jackpot amount, trying to give away $10,000. If you know the amount of $44.70, you've got a shot at it. The calls we make come from the Charleston, North Charleston phone book. And just recently, to increase your chances of winning, send us a postcard. Cato, what is that address, please?
Well, Mike, just send your name, address, and phone number on a postcard to Q Cash Jackpot, P.O. Box 10164, Charleston 29411, and then keep it queued. Back to you, Mike.
Bangkok, Thailand, how do you feel about the Persian Gulf and America's involvement there? Calling the world for opinions this morning. So far, none. The International Ringer.
Yes.
Hello? Hello, America calling. Michael D. from Q107. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Yes, thank hello. You. What is your name?
Hello?
Hello. Q107 call from America.
Now, stop. Ask your opinion. Just ask your opinion.
How do you feel about America's involvement in the Persian Gulf? Okay. How many times a day do you really eat rice?
Okay.
How bad are the insects in the jungle areas of Thailand?
Here's one. How good is the phone service in Thailand?
Hurrah?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So far, that's
another great opinion.
Another good opinion on the
board. All right, here's what we'll do then. We'll sink the Iranian battleship, and we'll do it in minutes. It's 20 before 8 o'clock, 7:40, Q107. Q107 coming up in minutes. More calls around the world to find out how the world really feels about America's involvement in the Persian Gulf. So far, we've just got 16, 17 different ways to say hello on the telephone. No response from Tokyo, Bangkok, Thailand, you just heard.
But we do know that the room numbers of the Tokyo Hilton have four digits in them.
So there are at least 100 rooms on each floor, but isn't that just Japanese style or what? So next hour, let's go with Ethiopia.
We're going to call Ethiopia?
And Athens, Greece. Yeah, random calls out of the phone directories in those towns to find out how towns, right, about 18.
I think we should call Grenada, personally.
No, I'm not for that. 17 before 8 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you the weather, and then we'll crank into some serious, serious American stuff here. Today, sunny, highs about 72. It's 46 right now. It's 16 minutes before 8 o'clock.
And now, Michael D's Rude Awakening gives you your chance to get your very own piece of that Persian Gulf action. It's time to sink that Iranian battleship.
Yeah.
Hi, this is your host, Michael D. Who's on my phone, first of all?
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby, a woman who does nothing but make babies and meet her husband on the pier periodically. I guess that would be every 6 months. Your husband is at sea right now.
Right.
And he's doing that fighting thing over there.
You bet, buddy.
All right, so you've got a personal stake in this. You've heard us play the game before, right, Bobby?
It goes A through what?
A through J.
Here's everybody who's going to play. Listen, number down the left side of your paper, A through J. From the top, it's 1 through 10. You get a buck for every miss, 10 bucks for every hit. Whoever sinks the ship gets all the cash. You have to fire the shot that sinks the ship to win the cash.
Simple stuff, Bobby. Give us your first coordinates.
E4.
One more time on the letter.
E4.
E like 11?
Right.
E as in 11, that would be...
Great
All
shot.
Right, it's a hit. It's a hit.
That means we've got $11 in the kitty already, Bobby. You want to take another shot? You shoot until you miss.
E5.
E5?
No, was it E or G?
E.
E as in 11.
Right.
E5?
Simple stuff.
There you go. You got the little tiny, the Iranian Duncan speedboat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not a gunner's mate for nothing.
He is a gunner's mate.
You bet, buddy.
Well, by gosh, it
Oh,
runs
there
in the
you
family.
Go.
Did you see the picture of the little Iranian gunboat in the paper yesterday?
No, I don't get the pink.
It looks like a Bayliner. And they've got it loaded with about 26 guys. They're all dressed in parkas and stuff. I don't understand those people. Nice shot, Bobby.
We've got time to do this again next time. We'll do it again this morning.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. Sink the Iranian battleship. There's more on the way.
Hi, this is Q107 Vice President and General Manager Steve Judy. On March 27, 1988, a special team of listeners began a 10-day round-the-clock monitor of Q107 and the other Charleston hit radio station. The purpose was to determine once and for all which station really played the most music. Every song was tabulated and a complete tape recording of both radio stations was kept. During those 10 days, both stations were running regular programs with the survey completed before the other station played 195 in a row, and Q107 began its 1,007 in a row. In an effort to ensure both accuracy and fairness, the results were audited by Burgess McCallum and Associates, certified public accountants. With those results, here's Sue Burgess of Burgess McCallum and Associates.
We have tabulated the results of a survey for the 10 days between March 27, 1988 and April 5, 1988. And conclude that Q107 played over 100 songs more than 95SX.
We didn't just win, we won big. Over 100 songs in a 10-day period. That's better than 10 songs a day, or almost an entire hour more music on Q107 every day than the power hit station. And what's more, we back up our guarantee with $2,000 in cash. We guarantee to play 10 hits in a row every hour, 10 a.m. till 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, or we pay you $2,000. Putting our money where our mouth is. Q107, documented. The most music guaranteed.
Sitting here by myself, but the phone just won't ring.
Make a move
to a Hyundai. James Hyundai has it for you.
Can you believe that?
How about that?
I know, she's incredible. Her husband's a gunner's mate, and she took aim and let him have it.
Okay.
Try again next hour.
Okay.
Speaking of next hour, Athens, Greece, and we also have an exciting call for an opinion from Ethiopia on how those folks in Africa feel about our involvement in the Persian Gulf. Another random call is on the way. 4470. Know the amount in the QCash jackpot, and you could qualify yourself for $10,000. $10,000 into a checking account with your name at First Federal of South Carolina, and it's all next hour.
Good morning, 50 degrees at 7 before 8. I'm Mary Russell with the Q107 Morning News Magazine. Q107 continuing traffic. The North Area and Highway 61 remain heavy this morning while James Island traffic is starting to build rapidly. An important meeting is scheduled in Columbia tomorrow. Members of the Judicial Screening Committee will gather to plan their next course of action. Cooler, the low down to 50. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 80. Right now we've got 52 degrees in Charleston, 50 in North Charleston. For Q107, I'm Mary Russell.
Okay, call me Stu. Stupid.
You're stupid.
Stupid.
This Ninth Circuit Court judgeship battle. You're saying, or what I'm gathering here, is Judge Jughead Richter, the one accused of all kind of things, is already received 23 commitments?
Yep.
While Howard, the one who's accused of only misappropriating money, has 3 commitments.
Mm-hmm.
And the only clean one, the one that glows in the dark,
yeah.
Ms. Robinson, has absolutely no one in her corner.
That's the gist of it.
Ought to tell you something about state politics, huh?
Will the three candidates for judgeship please step forward?
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. I couldn't judge you. You've been accused of trying to get girly law students to snort cocaine.
Yes, sir.
Some pretty juicy stuff there, boy. Now, Attorney H., our next candidate, has been accused of misappropriating money while secretly working for two law firms.
Sir.
You
yes.
sly devil, you.
Thank you.
And our third candidate, a Miss...
That's Attorney R., sir.
What's this? You ain't accused of nothing, dear.
Well, no, sir.
Well, then I'm afraid you are disqualified. light.
But, sir,
no buts, there's no good smut, no controversy. I can't even remember your name. How do you expect a constituents to remember your name?
But sir...
Sorry there, but you're just another forgettable candidate.
But my clean, decent record...
Fine, fine. Why don't you go on and drive a school bus now, child? Come on, boys, tell me about this here drug and money stuff. I'm ready for the cruel...
Jermaine Stewart wants to know, what's your favorite radio station?
Q107!
Say it again. Ooh, baby.
Q107!
Please say it one more time for me.
Q107!
I don't believe I heard you right. Did you say you love me? Ooh. I don't believe I heard you right. Did you say you love me? I don't believe I heard you right.
There's nothing on your mind.
Say it again. I don't believe I heard you right. Say it again. I don't believe I heard you right.
Q107, the Coors Light Jammin' Tour continues. It moves downtown tonight to Miskin's. And the fun starts at 9 o'clock. Jeff the Hoser Williams, a man who knows how to throw it down. The rubber party pants kind of guy. Dollar Coors and Coors Light tonight at Miskin's with a ton of Q107 jamming with Coors t-shirts and shorts. And a shot at Jamaica, including the airfare and accommodations. Don't miss out on Faber Street tonight. It's Miskin's jamming with Coors Light in the queue. Hoser will be in there at 9 o'clock. Giving away $10,000 in cash, the jackpot amount. 4470. Know it when we call you, and you will be qualified to win $10,000. Let's see who's on the other end.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. It's nice to say good morning. Michael D. Cato, the Wonder Pup.
Hello.
Q107, and you are live on our radio show. How would you like a shot at $10,000?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, here's what you do, dear.
I got to tell you the amount in the Q107 money bank.
Oh, my God, I think we're going to have a qualifier. Yes, tell me, what is the Q-Cash jackpot amount?
Last time I heard it was $50.12.
Oh, no. New amount this morning. You've got to keep the radio on. It was so close.
Oh, no.
$44.70.
I'm going to cry now.
Go ahead. We are, too.
Q107 still has the most music, fun, and pride.
Oh, listen to this woman.
Brown Noser.
Always the most music, fun, and prizes. Michael D's Rude Awakening on Q107. WKQB-FM. St. George, Charleston.
Satellite weather is for almost. God, almost. That was the amount we had in there late yesterday. Doggone it. Sunshine at 72 for the afternoon weather. Tomorrow, even warmer at 80. Moving up, sunshine now, and 47, Michael D. Grease at 8:05. Q107, we're going to take one shot here at Ethiopia, and we've got a call to Greece coming up. How does the world really feel about our involvement in the Persian Gulf? I disagree with the opinion that everybody approves. I bet most people don't know or don't care. Sunshine today, highs about 72 at 8 minutes after 8. 8:08, we've got 46.
This is Cato, Q107 continuing traffic update. All major traffic areas are heavy this morning. The north area, all the usual spots, Dorchester, Oak Brook, Ladson Road. West Ashley, Highway 61 approaching the Mark Clark and Maybank Highway, very heavy. James Island on the Wapoo Cut and Folly Road, very heavy. And Mount Pleasant approach on the bypass, approaching the old Cooper, very heavy there as well. Wear a seatbelt, drive carefully, probably won't have any accidents, no rain, so that helps. Get another update in about 10 minutes. I'm Cato for the Q.
I figured it out. We got a problem with the gay Marines.
Well,
you know, they seem to be everywhere.
I don't know if it's a problem. It's just this, something that we're getting a lot of media attention now.
Yeah.
That's
well, and it's rightly so, because the only explanation I could offer is that the Marines have begun to recruit gays.
It's 6 a.m. and you're on the move.
Okay, open that door wider, wider. Good. Now, bring all that stuff in here. All the yes, those boxes. Careful, you idiot. That's fragile. Now, bring in the chair, the big chair, all the chairs. We'll turn it sideways if it won't fit in the door. Do I have to?
In today's Marine Corps, you'll learn teamwork.
You have to learn to work together, bro. Put the hair gel over there. Blow dryers go.
You'll learn respect.
Ouch! What? Oh, look. Broke my nails. I had to grow them for months to get them that long.
Bitch. In the Marine Corps, you'll learn that valuable skill that'll last you a lifetime.
Are we done? Yes. Are we through? We are. Okay, men. The salon is now open for business. Jack Nass.
Who's first? What's going to have that first? Haircut, maybe perm, shampoo, blow dry?
We're looking for a few gay men.
Oh, my God. Look at those split ends. You know, I could do
the few. The proud.
I have this friend on Paris Island. She's a Marine, too. I cut her hair all the time.
The Marines. Brought to you by your Lowcountry Marine Corps recruiter.
She gets lots of dates, too. She's going out with her drill sergeant tonight. Barbara, is that her name? Barbara? The sergeant, not the girl.
Okay. K-K-K. East Coast, it's time to get red.
Vans and Stuff, Charleston's exclusive skateboard shop, invites you to the Indoor Sports Slam-a-Jammer Rap Jam Championships.
If you've got spring fever, we've got the cure.
Q107, hi.
Hi, I'm calling long distance. I'm calling from Orangeburg.
Well, hot darn, that's almost like another country.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
But, you said it's supposed to be 72 down there today. I was planning on going to the beach.
Come on down, we got room.
I know, but is that kind of cold?
For the beach, yeah. What you do, and if you're a local resident, you learn these things, you just lay behind a couple of dunes. Block the wind, you're all set.
But it is kind of chilly, right?
Well, 72 compared to 110 degrees is kind of chilly. Compared to minus 10, it's rather warm.
If you're asking me...
Yeah, I'm asking you.
If I lived in Orangeburg, what would I do?
Yeah, what would you do?
Move.
The radio show your mother warned you about. Michael D's Rude Awakening on Q107.
NerdX.com.